The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Help your engine run smoother and last longer with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. You heard on Thursday night, Arrowhead Pride Radio with 610 Sports, which is absolutely incredible. Number one Chiefs site, in my opinion. Pete Sweeney that's taking the role over there. Joel Thorman's still involved, just in a different role. But one of the guys doing a lot of good work, his name Kent Swanson, did some great stuff during the draft. As you know, Kent, I'm a big draft nick myself, so of course I enjoyed that stuff with every mock draft that I put. I think I ended up 6.0, something like that. But Kent Swanson, Arrowhead Pride. He's got a great article on Patrick Mahomes at arrowheadpride.com. Welcome, Kent.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Excited to be a part of the 610 partnership. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you're not going to be a stranger, Kent. You're not going to be a stranger at all to us, because we're going to we'll be talking a lot of football, I have a feeling, throughout the summer and throughout the season. It's the one thing in town is people are talking about Patrick Mahomes.
And there's no question the best Chiefs site is Arrowhead Pride. There's no question about this. So I concur with Binkley.
We like to hear that. And yeah, we've got a lot of great stuff going, and we're only getting bigger. We're real excited to see the future of this thing. And you guys are a part of that, obviously. So
right, it's a welcome addition, and we love having it here because we talk a ton of Chiefs here. It's just nice to have some people like yourselves that do such a great job with all the pieces. And can't you do a lot of video breakdowns and stuff, which I think is cool. Seth Kizer was kind of doing some of that stuff in the past, but I'm amazed at how much you work. Cause I mean, Saturday night, Sunday night, you're tweeting stuff out, you're tweeting video. I don't know how you have time in the day to do what all you do, but it's insane, Ken.
Yeah, I have to wait for my wife and kid to go to bed.
Okay.
And so, you know, we're occupied at home most of the time, so I'm not really out on Saturday nights very much anymore, so I got to find something to do.
Well, happy Father's Day. Even saw some Father's Day film breakdown from you, so I know you're still putting in some work. But arrowheadpride.com, the top story there I think is interesting. The headline is Building the Offense for Patrick Mahomes, Condensed Formations. And Ken, I think this is interesting. I don't know if you heard the show earlier. We were talking about Cam Irving. And I had a problem with that. I've talked about it throughout the time. About it last week about how he said to Cleveland.com, I'm a tackle. Mm-hmm. And I don't like barking out signals. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. You're Patrick, because Mitch Morse is the center. Mitch Morse ain't playing right now.
Right.
So Cam Irving is the guy on that offensive line. I do like the fact that they're willing to do some of the things that they did at Texas Tech to make him successful, which Kent, I believe, as soon as Cliff Kingsbury gets run, which I think he's on one of the hottest seats in college football, he needs to be here as some form of consultant with the Kansas City Chiefs. But Pat Mahomes, they're building this offense for this guy.
Yeah, I've been eyeing that Cliff Kingsbury connection a little bit too, because he could be an interesting ad. You know, and Andy Reid's not new at hiring old college coaches.
Well, he's in NFL teams go visit Kingsbury, right, because of the offense. They think he's that creative.
Kingsbury's kind of an intermediary between the NFL and college, because he actually adopted a lot of the NFL concepts and kind of translated into his version of the air raid. So, you know, he's kind of a progressive air raid guy. And I think a lot of the stuff that Pat's doing is being translated both from, you know, his time at Texas Tech, and Pat was already doing some of it already.
Why not make you feel comfortable? Of course, during the draft, I went to Dylan Cantrell, who went to the Chargers, which I was pissed. Lake knows because he played high school football at Mahomes. He played college football at Mahomes. I'm saying, this makes way too much sense. But he's with the Chargers, not the Chiefs. But what are you expecting them to do mostly with Patrick Mahomes and his skill set?
Sure. I think it's kind of a three-pronged approach. I think you're going to see a lot of the stuff in the comfort levels he had with Texas Tech. You're going to see a lot of that stuff integrated. In fact, they already did. Even for Alex Smith, there was some concepts in there that they were utilizing that they stole from Texas Tech. Some of the stuff that they were having success with early in the season, specifically with Alex Smith, I think you're going to see a lot of that. And then I think, you know, there were some really, really good, you know, really good concepts that they utilized week 17 for Pat. The RPO has got to be a big part of what they're doing, though. I think they need to lean on that run pass option, which should help the run and, you know, the quick passing game. There's a lot of really cool things that they can do with that concept and with Pat's skill set.
Are you surprised, Kent, at all of the conversation around Patrick Mahomes at this point? Is any of that surprising? Because it's not just, I get excitement, like, but it's beyond excitement. It's like a full-blown mania right now, right, when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, when you look at the website and all the stuff that you guys are doing, I mean, you guys are continuously putting stuff up there about Patrick Mahomes because the fans just cannot get enough.
Well, it's, you know, when you wait 30 years to see a first-round quarterback, you're going to see a mania around it. And I think Chiefs fans in general are in a very unfamiliar territory. They don't understand or know how to handle a first-round talent quarterback being in their city. So, you know, the fans that were trying to justify and look at a guy like Brody Croyle as the future, now they've got a guy with legitimate talent who has some rare skill sets and abilities. I understand why there's a mania, and a guy like Andy Reid's the kind of guy that can get the most out of him. So I think there's optimism based on the situation he's been dropped in, which is one of the best for a young quarterback I've ever seen.
Well, it is, because typically when a guy gets drafted that high, it's with a bad team, with that draft position. You rarely see a guy going to a team that's back-to-back division champions with the expectations. Now, I've been hyping this guy for a long time, Kent. I wanted the Chiefs to draft. As a matter of fact, our first article on 610 Sports was me wanting Mahomes back before the draft, and every mock I had Mahomes because I believe in this guy that much. But I've been told at times to reel in my hype by people, and I said, how can I do it? Because I get ready to reel in my hype, and then Brett Veach says the best I've ever seen. And then Andy Reid talks about how he's out there at high school football fields and how he's pointing at guys and the leadership. And then when I hear Aqib Talib, any talking head like Lewis Riddick and anything else can blow as much smoke up Patrick's butt that we can hear. But when I hear a guy like Aqib Talib, who doesn't have to say anything, credits him after the game, and so does Von Miller. But Talib was saying the throws he was making, and he's playing with Anthony Sherman in the backfield. He's got Demetrius Harris at tight end. He's got Albert Wilson that had a career day. What could he do with Tyreek Hill? I just look at that game and the talent that he had. He had less talent than the Broncos did that day, and he still won.
It's a remarkable start to a career, and it's really hard for us to temper expectations when you all those factors that you threw out there.
I mean, how can I stop? I keep hearing it.
It was freezing cold too. We forget about that. You know, he's slinging the ball around without
Texas
any
kid.
Issues. Yeah, like there's so many reasons to get excited about what this kid is capable of. The praise being heaped on him by the players that were on the field with him against him. It's really, really hard for us to temper our expectations here. I totally get that. It's he's doing some rare things already.
Hey, let me ask you this about the wideouts and the wide receivers and the young guys that we're not really talking about anymore. Let's rewind back to last year, okay? Or going back to the moment that Jeremy Maclin was released, okay? So Jeremy Maclin's released, and then a lot of the conversation was about, you know, let's see the development of Tyreek Hill. Let's see the development of DeMarcus Robinson. Other young guys. So now that Albert Wilson is gone, okay, and then you factor in that Tyreek's still here, and now you've added Sammy Watkins, okay, and for this conversation, let's keep Travis Kelce out of it. In terms of those other young wideouts, is there anybody specifically that maybe you are intrigued by? Because it seems like we're not even talking about Robinson, maybe some of those other guys anymore.
Right. I'm intrigued by – don't forget about Chris Conley either. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by Conley and Robinson.
Chesson.
The thing that, like, I think those guys have been, you know, the same way Pat's
Conley could be cut, though.
Conley could, salary. Or traded. Yep. Or traded. He might wind up being a trade asset if he shows enough in the preseason. I think the thing about those guys is they've, just the same way that Pat's been dropped into a great situation, those guys have been too, because they're not going to get as much attention paid to them. Those guys are probably going to be put in one-on-one situations because there's so much else for the defenses to worry about with the three-headed monster. So there's going to be one of those guys is going to come out of this with a great season and either is going to get paid. Maybe if Chris Conley does stick around, he's going to get paid somewhere else the same way Albert Wilson did. Or, you know, maybe it's a guy like Robinson who just is able to kind of, you know, get downfield, which is where he's good because of all the attention being paid to other people. It's going to be a super fascinating situation to watch, but one of those guys is going to come out of this thing looking great when it's all said and done.
That's great. And you can follow him on Twitter, @Kent_Swanson. I recommend everybody follow him because he's got great video. He's doing a series called Lottery Tickets, which is about the lesser-known players. And this stuff interests me because I'm a big fan of the lesser-known guys. Mm-hmm. I always find that camp guy. I ask these guys, I'll find that camp guy. I'll never forget the day I saw Santos kicking, and I was like, look out, suck up, because this guy won the Groza Award, and this guy was kicking everything. And I was like, he makes no money. They're going to keep. But I always find that camp guy. Going back a long time, I'll find that one guy, Ryan Mims and guys like that.
Yeah.
But the other guy, too, is Ryan Hunter is an offensive lineman for the Chiefs, played at Bowling Green, undrafted. This guy is someone to watch. And I just bring in a name up and you say, why am I talking about Ryan Hunter? Well, he was drafted in the first round of the Canadian Football League.
Yep.
He went to the last pick. Not many teams in the Canadian Football League, but he was estimated as maybe as a guy that goes first. I mean, he's very well thought of in Canada, and the Chiefs have him. He could be the next LDT, to be honest with you, at tackle.
Yeah, and he was highly regarded in that entire, you know, process over there. Some people thought he was the best player in the Canadian Football League draft. He has a lot of experience under his belt, and he played tackle and guard for Bowling Green. I think he started for 3 years. So he's got a lot of reps under his belt, sometimes against some elite talent like Ohio State. He went up against Joey Bosa. But there's some positional versatility there, and I think if he got to just spend some time at guard, specifically at guard, I think he could stick. He's a really good athlete, tested at a very high level. I think one of the 86th percentile or so as far as athletic testing is concerned. Very intrigued by him.
Well, left guard's open. Yeah. I always like hearing about stories like this. It's fines. It's going out and finding somebody. It's not as bizarre as LDT because he was playing football, but Canada, Ryan Hunter played, you know, right there in the MAC, which Brett Veach scouts the MAC all the time. He's always talking about the MAC. He gleamed about talking about Kareem Hunt in the MAC. He likes MAC guys because they do play good competition. Like, they play Big Ten teams every year. You know all that about Brett Veach.
And he loves the MAC.
Love the MAC.
if you can get college football games on a Tuesday night, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, MACtion is what we call it. The other guy, Ken, I wanted to run by you because I think a lot of people are sleeping on this guy. Everybody's talking about Spencer Ware and Sir Kendrick West and all this. I'm not 100% sure either one of them make the team. And Kerwin Williams. But Darrell Williams is his name. And he played at LSU. And I don't know how he didn't get drafted. He actually averaged more yards per carry than Darius Geis at LSU. But he's a tremendous receiver out of the backfield. The thing I like about him, he's always willing to take the second role. He was willing to take the second role of Fournette. He was willing to be the second guy with Darius Geis. He's not a guy that transferred, even though he wasn't going to get his time, because I think he could have gone a lot of places and been the leading rusher, but he didn't do it. And he comes to Kansas City, and the guy here is Kareem Hunt. He is fine with his role. But this guy, I don't know if he's going to make the team. I guarantee he'll make the practice squad.
Right.
But this is a kid, Darrell Williams is named to watch out for.
If he stays on the practice squad, I'd be surprised, because I feel like someone's probably going to wind up taking him as a third running back. He's a real interesting cat. I like him a lot. Physical, tough. He's a no-nonsense runner. He just gets what's there, and he's always going to try to fall forward, trying to get forward. He squares guys up in pass protection too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of intriguing things about him, and specifically for me, the thing that kind of, you know, perks my ears up about him, if you look at the roster in 2019, the only running back I believe under contract is Kareem Hunt. So the Chiefs are going to be moving on, or have some stress about trying to fill the roster for 2019 with running backs. If they keep on this guy, they've got him under club control for 3 years because Sharkhandrick West, Spencer Ware, guys like that, you can move on from them if this guy shows enough.
He had 5.7 yards per carry behind Darius Geis, 9 touchdowns, 23 catches, though, 351 yards, another 9 touchdowns receiving. In all the reports, B.G. Kissel had some the other day out on Chiefs.com, caught a screamer from Chad Henne down the sideline. It was Darrell Williams. Very under-talked about guy, Lake, but you know my affinity for the SEC, especially LSU.
And I like guys that when they run, they know who they are. Mm-hmm. Like some guys, they don't know who they don't. Right. Do I dance here? Do I try to plow again? No, he knows who he is.
That's exactly right. You know, and that's a thing. You know, some guys try to do more than they're capable of.
Yep.
And if you know, if you have, you know, good self-awareness about what you are as a player, you can carve out a role on a roster. And exactly. This is the kind of guy that should be, could be able, you know, to do that. And I think he's going to be on a 53 somewhere.
Well, Kent, this has been fun. Kent Swanson at Kent_Swanson on Twitter. I'll tell you what, Kent, we look forward to this because not only your film breakdowns, but what you do as far as the kind of the unheralded guys, we'll be talking a lot about that through training camp. Like who's stepping up, who's showing up, because Kent's all over it. Go to his Twitter account. He's got great video and everything, but this can be a great partnership, Kent. We look forward to talking to you from
time
to
time. Thanks for stopping in, man.
We really appreciate you coming out. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, folks.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain, or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.